What about in Edinburgh you stay anyway?
Easter Road. No.
Where's that?
It's in Leith.
All right, I thought you stayed in the city centre of Edinburgh.
It is. It's like a mile away from Princess Street. What? It's like where the Hibs Stadium is.
All right.
He sounds the Easter Road but.
Yeah, I should have clicked on that.
It's like just kind of parallel to Leith Walk. That's a cool place to live.
So you stay with Alistair out there, don't you?
Yeah.
We'll stay in the same place.
How long have you stayed here for?
Too long. 3.5 years. No, be more, be 4 years.
It's a long time. I've never stayed in a flat for more than a year.
Or is it 3 years? I can never remember. Yeah, it's quite nice here in a way. It's, well, although the place is small and all that, it's actually in quite a good corner.
That's what where I live is like. It's like kind of a wee village more than part of a big city. Like, just the atmosphere, just the kind of the way the people are and stuff. It's really nice.
And people here are like some like big city people, but just the area itself is a little quieter. You know, you don't feel as if you're stuck in the middle of the city. You kind of feel safe when you go out the door at night. You can go out for a night out without worrying about being attacked or anything like that.
I don't know how safe where I am is. It's like kind of where Trainspotting was set.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's cleaning itself up quite a lot. Like, it's really posh down by the water and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's nice down there.
You reckon you'll stay there for a while?
Yeah, it's definitely my favourite place. Like, I've lived in Morningside and Marchmont and South Clark Street. And they all felt like a street in a city, but this feels like more of a community feel about it.
It's much better.
Nice. It's a bit like being at home, like you recognise people on the street and stuff. And
people say hello to you instead of just putting your head in and walking past.
And I worked in a pub there, so like I know a lot of kind of old men and stuff that went drinking in the pub. So that's good as well, because they all remember me.
They're nicer to you as well.
Some of them.
Right now. Can indeed be grumpy on it. You're going up home for Christmas, or are you just staying down?
I'm going home for Christmas and then I'm going to Barcelona for New Year.
Lucky for Sam.
But I don't know, it's me and Mam and Dad and Anna and Graham and Alistair in a 2-bedroom flat for 8 days. So.
Chaos.
I know, I think there'll be carnage. I'm sure we'll all grow together, but I don't know. I've never been abroad with, like, my kind of close family. I've only been away with my granny and my auntie, so.
Oh, it'd be an experience, eh?
But my wee sister's the only one who kind of, she's doing Spanish at school. None of us, the rest of us, have any idea. And she doesn't talk to anyone, so we might have some. But I don't know, do they speak Spanish in Barcelona? Or is it Catalan?
Oh, it might be Catalan. In
Barcelona, I think it is.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. My geography isn't brilliant. I know the north of Scotland, and that's about the height of it. I'm not sure. I think if you can speak Spanish, you'll get away with it. But I think it's mostly Catalan.
It's quite exciting. Like, I don't know what kind of happens for New Year there, so it might be different from.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be different from just being completely plastered. Same faces, same as every other year. I don't have a clue what I'm going to do at all. Might go up for Christmas and come back for New Year and just lock myself in the flat for the New Year.
I think that's the best thing. I've done like street parties and working and stuff over New Year. I think just being with people you like with lots of alcohol somewhere. Probably the best way. Everywhere's so busy, it's just not worth being out, really, and so expensive. So
are you taking Alistair up to US with you first?
Not for Christmas, he's going home. Like, he lives in, his parents live in Clarkston.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going there, and then we're flying out on the 30th. Back on the 6th, I think.
A bit hectic. Has he ever been to East?
Yeah, he was there last summer.
Oh, right.
He went. I was teaching at the Fete for the first couple of days of him being there, so I just left him with Granny, and he'd only been. And he'd only taken one pair of jeans with him, and it was raining. It had been raining, and he went out for a walk. Well, he just went to the shop, and it started raining really heavily on the way back, and he got soaking wet, and Granny wouldn't let him keep his wet trousers on, but he didn't have any others, so she got her grey jogging bottoms out that she uses for the gardening, and Granny's ulcer's obviously a lot slimmer than Granny, a lot taller, so they came halfway up his legs, and he had to pull them up. I came back and didn't know what he was wearing.
That's a pretty good first experience of the place, isn't it?
Yeah. No, he really liked it. He liked just kind of going out and just meeting loads of people and then buying him drinks and stuff and people that he'd never met and then seeing the same people over the nights.
Yeah, it's quite strange. So friendly compared to how I'd be used to. They're just complete strangers, not really caring. So how long have you been going out now? It's quite a while, isn't it?
2.5 years. Just gone 2.5 years.
It's a while.
How about you two? You've been going out for ages.
Ah, long time. Can't remember. Four or five years?
Yeah. That was just before Ellen went away the first time, wasn't it, that you started going out?
Yeah. It was.
That's like... Five years?
5 years, I'm over 5 years. It's a while.
You'll be getting married soon?
Nope. Definitely not.
I don't really fancy it either.
I don't see why people bother with it, to be honest.
No, I'd kind of like to have a wedding and be the centre of attention for a day and get loads of presents and get to wear a nice dress. But I probably want to wait until I've got enough money to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of properly and not
to the amount it costs now, I think it's something like 20 grand or something for your average funeral. It's like, I'm never going to have that amount of money.
You just said funeral.
Did I? Wedding, same thing.
That's a bit dark.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you shouldn't get married then. Oh.
And say your life's never complete until you get married and then... You're finished.
I really like, I don't know, I'd like to get married at home, like in the church at home, but then I don't really fancy having a reception like in Carnish Inn or Carnish Hall or anything like that.
Mary Hotel, imagine it, it'd be brilliant.
The DI, that would
be... Everybody seems to have a reception in the DI.
It's such a horrible place, it smells so bad. Well, I haven't been there since it got flooded, actually. Has it changed? Have you been there since?
I've not been there. Last time I was in there, I just drank a bleach. And lots of other stuff.
Just the carpets up at the back in the public bar smell so bad.
I know, it's a horrible place. You could always have it in Westford.
You what?
You could always have it in Westford.
I guess, if I invited 20 people.
I don't know what's happening in that place. I heard that the people that bought it are going to sell it on again.
They seem quite nice.
Yeah, I think they're a bit more than they could chew them. I think they're expecting a nice, sweet, quiet village pub and not realising that they're what they're going to end out with.
It's such a shame. It could be such a nice place, like, you know what I mean, if it was...
Well, it was kind of a hub for... it's kind of the social hub, really, when you think of it.
For that side.
Where everyone goes, you know, it's... And if it was done up and all that, it'd be a lot nicer. I'm looking forward to heading up home for Christmas, huh?
Yeah, I am. I haven't been home. I was home for all of August, actually. I ended up being... I didn't mean to, but I was. I went to... Like, I was teaching at Faith Student Yarna, and then I went to Keolis, and then had a week off, and then I was teaching at Faith Student Yarna.
Oh, well.
So it was really nice. It's the longest I've been home for since I left. So it was good, kind of... I don't know.
I think I've managed a week there since I left.
I think I only managed it because I didn't intend to be there for so long.
Yeah, it just creeps up in you, I suppose. I suppose if you were like in no rush to get back either. If you're not like a deadline to get back to work or something, it makes it a wee touch easier.
I know.
Oh, man. you're not planning on moving south or to Glasgow or anything, you're just going to stay out Edinburgh?
It's a wee bit. Edinburgh is really wee, like, for a city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels, when I moved there, I thought it was, like, the biggest place in the world. But, like, I don't know, it's really small.
Yeah, it's...
It's maybe getting a wee bit too small. Like, I quite fancy, I don't know, moving somewhere bigger. But I don't know. It's
have you seen all of what's there? Although you think it's really small or whatever, have you seen everything there is to see there?
I don't know. I think so. Well, I've seen a lot. Like, it's really, like, it's really, really pretty. Like, I forget how nice it is. Like, today I just, like, went to Princess Street at, like, 9 in the morning and it was really sunny and cold, kind of wintery way. And, like, the German market's all just been set up and...
Oh, right.
Kind of the big wheel and that, against, like, the castle. And at night, when during the winter, when they've got the wee fairy lights on all the trees.
Beats here, it's all grey buildings, skyscrapers and...
And all the new buildings are all really, like, obscured, kind of... Still on the river and that, really.
Can't complain, really.
So you don't fancy moving back home, then?
I would, but
I
not
fancy
yet.
Retiring there.
Retiring there, same as everybody else. Get a holiday home and retire there. Problem is, there's so many people buying holiday homes and retiring there that there's no houses left for anybody else to go back to. Not within a reasonable price, anyway. Yeah, I'd like to go back, but not soon. There's nothing there. Place is dying. It's pretty, really. No work or anything. There was work there. It would thrive a lot better, but a week at Christmas will do me, I think, for another year.
No, I've kind of been going during the summer and then at Christmas time as well. But,
you were at that, White Stripes gig, weren't you?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It was amazing. It was the third time I've seen them.
Aye.
And it was probably the best.
It's the first time I'd seen them. I was there the night before.
Monday night?
Standing there with my mouth open. Wow.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
The first time I saw them was in the Carling Academy, and then I saw them in the SCCC, and then back to the Carling Academy. So much better in, like, the smaller venue than the SCCC.
Definitely.
Because you had almost got tickets for that, hadn't you? Did you not get them off eBay, but they never came?
Oh, that was Ellen last time, like, in the SCCC. She got tickets, but they came a day late, which
That's
is great.
Rubbish.
But I got tickets this time for it, a couple of months in advance.
Yeah, I know, we got them as well.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed that gig.
The backdrop was amazing. It was just, like, kind of... You know what I mean? The big canopy thing at the back and, like, just all the little details, like...
Bandstands, all the ornaments and stuff on
The stage lights were all shaped like clamshells.
Yeah. That was pretty amazing. I didn't expect that. I expected them to be good. I didn't expect them to be that good. That was something else. Was kind of taking a new interest in them now. Because I like them anyway, but
look
at it from a different angle now. The Carling Academy is a pretty good venue anyway, so... Like, no matter where you are in it, you're close to the front.
I know, it's good how it's kind of different stages to stand on. Like,
you're not looking over the top of people's heads. I was right up at the back where the bar area is. Right up at the top and just up against the rail there. So you just see over the top of everybody.
I was just, like, next to the sound booth bit, so it's, like, quite near the back as well.
I was behind that, but looking down on top of the guy that was doing all the sound stuff.
Even all the roadies and that, like, usually you go to a gig and roadies are all, like, got big beer bellies and beards and long straggly ponytails, but they were all immaculate and, like, matching suits, even all the lighting guys and the sound guys.
Black shirts and
red
ties.
Yeah.
I noticed that, Oh, it was something else.
I think Jack White's, like, I don't know. I think he's a new Jimi Hendrix. I can't think of anyone since Jimi Hendrix that's kind of done the same thing with a guitar.
Very original, and a lot of it's improvised. It's just made up there and then, a lot of it. It's really interesting to see. I thought it just, a lot of the sound, music would just be sound the same as the, like the stuff they put out for the radio and the CDs and stuff. I didn't realise that it would be a wee bit harder and darker, so to speak.
Have you heard the first couple of, like, the White Stripes and Distill, like the first two albums? They're a lot more kind of raw bluesy, like, than the other three. Well, the last two especially.
Well, I see the last, well, same as everything when you get famous. It's like everything's just made to suit all tastes.
I don't know. I don't think that they've done that. I think people have kind of changed to suit them rather than, I mean, they're not, the whole concept of just like a guitar and drums isn't very, you know what I mean? Not many people do that.
Ah, true.
And like the way they do it, I think it's amazing.
More noise than your average five-piece band. It's weird how it's done. Very talented.
He's so charismatic as well. It's cool.
I'd imagine the last night would have been slightly better than the other two. But then again, maybe not. I suppose it's just their job. Every night's the same to them. It doesn't make that much of a difference. But I wasn't going to buy three tickets to find out.
I know, we kind of... I know, it was weird. The first night was the first one to sell out. I would always want to go to the last one. I don't know why. I don't know if it makes any difference, but...
I don't know. I tried to get hold of tickets and they were sold out, and I tried to get hold of them. I had to go into eBay to buy them. Didn't have to pay too much over the odds for them. I think it was an extra fiver or something. So I was quite happy with it.
I went to see Harry Potter today.
I haven't seen that yet. Ellen went to see it a couple of days after it came out. But I had to go and do something else, so I never made it. Any good? What happens in it?
I don't know. I'd read the book, so I knew what was going to happen, but I just can't... I really like the films, but I just can't stand Daniel Radcliffe, like the guy who plays Harry Potter. He's
supposed to be quite a bad actor now.
I think he's awful. He has two facial expressions. Like, he does a stupid, crooked wee smile, or he just grinds his teeth for anything else.
I've heard that.
I like Ron, though. I think he's funny.
Is this film as good as the others? You've seen all the others, have you?
Yeah, but it was really, really long. It was a lot, kind of, I don't know, it's a 12A, and the others have all been PGs. And kind of, they say piss off and things in it. It's a bit more grown up, but then I think that was the whole point. Like, each book kind of becomes more grown up, like the language and everything.
Yeah, it's supposed to get darker and sort of more serious. I suppose when you think she started writing those books a while ago, and the fan base that she's built up is actually getting older themselves.
I know. I think that was the point. But
idea behind it. I'll have to go and see it.
It was good, though. I wouldn't not go and see it, but it was really, really long. I wasn't really prepared for that.
Might just get it on DVD when it comes out and just sit in the house.
It's really good as well. There's so many kind of more famous people each time. Like, now there's... Well, I don't know, they're not hugely famous, but they're kind of some of my favourite actors in it, like Brendan Gleeson. He's got a big part in it, and David Tennant, you know, the new Doctor Who. I think he's brilliant. Like, did you watch Casanova?
No, I never watched Casanova.
I think he's really, really good.
No, it's a bit disappointed when I heard he was going to be the new Doctor Who, because I really like the Christopher Eccleston guy as a Doctor Who.
I never saw any of them, but he's from Bathgate, David Tennant. I didn't know that.
Really?
Everything I've seen him in, he's kind of had a different accent on, but, well, actually, he's on some ITV thing just now, and he's got a Scottish accent, but he kind of looks like he's playing a psycho in it, so...
Oh, well, Scotsman,
Trevor
psycho.
From EastEnders things, and, like... No, I think he's just, like, really likable, like, he's got a really kind of winning smile or something. He's not even that good-looking, but he just...
See, I've not seen him in a lot at all. Yeah, there's not much to do really apart from go and watch films. Go to the pub and go and watch films. I haven't found anything else to do in the city apart from that.
You're not trying very hard then. What about like I don't know. You went to see a band?
Yeah, but it's not something you can do every week.
I do that every night.
Oh, lucky for some. I wish I could, but...
Well, no, not like big bands every night. Mm-hmm. I go see big bands quite often, but that's why I could never live at home, probably, because I like just... Music's like my main thing, and it would be so gutting reading like NME every week and seeing all these gig listings and not being able to go to them.
I'm kind of new to it, something I've never really done before, but a few I've been to have really enjoyed. So
I think I just don't think you can really beat the feeling of just like going to see a band you really like and then them playing a fantastic gig.
Then you've got the other problems, you've got to wait for it, because you know it's coming up, you buy your tickets, and you've got to wait 3 months for
it. I know, but I think it's good as well, because it's not kind of as expensive. Well, I don't know, a lot of the bands I like are quite small, but like even like the White Stripes, what were the tickets for that? Like £25.
It's not a lot, really.
But if you buy that in advance, and then you go in the night, and then it's just like a night out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But you get so much more out of it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Makes a change, just wasting it down the pub, I suppose.
Alistair, like, plays in kind of most nights that we're not working. And even I play sometimes, but I'm not very good. I play open mics, but he kind of has regular gigs and gets paid for
guitar
them.
He plays it.
Yeah, and sings, like, just by himself. But
I think he's pretty good then.
Yeah, he's quite good.
Is he not in a band or anything?
No, he just likes... just kind of not having to rely on anyone else or anyone rely on him, so he's just does his own thing like that.
Yeah, you should get into busking, make some money.
He doesn't get up early enough.
Well, there's that. This time of year you don't want to be doing it anyway, frozen.
No.
Anyway.
During the festival I'd imagine that'd be really good money, just
With the amount of people loitering around.
I keep trying to get Anna to come and like play her fiddle because she's really good and she's really young, so I think it would be a great money making thing, just put her on a corner on the Royal Mile playing like all her tunes. And I think
because it's something different, and people always give money to young people.
Yeah, I know, just put a kilt on her and
yeah,
I think she'd make loads of money.
Worth a try next time
she wouldn't do it though.
No,
she's too shy. No, I think she would do it now.
Wait till she leaves US and comes down to the big cities to go to uni or whatever.
She has left US.
Has she?
She's at school in Plockton. She's been there for a year. Well, this is her second year. There's like National Centre for Traditional Music or something. Oh, School of Excellence for Traditional Music.
All right.
And it's in Plockton. And so she went away last year and they just like go to Plockton High School. But then it's also, they also kind of do loads of music, like where they would do like short courses and after school and that, they're kind of filled up doing that. There's about 30 of them, I think. And so she'll be, well, hopefully be there until she finishes sixth year. And then that's like an amazing platform for kind of to go on for other things.
She's just boarding over there in term time.
Yeah.
All right.
And she gets kind of long weekends and stuff to go home. Because it's not like, I mean, Kyle's only a few miles away in the car, and then, you know, like she just gets the bus and
through
the
ferry. Sky, it's not that far away, really, when you think of it. It's
no.
Beats Leonclut.
But I know, I'm kind of, apparently it's a really nice school, and the music part of it's really good. Like, they've played in loads of places. Like, she played in the Scottish Parliament recently, and on Saturday there's like this like awards for traditional music, the Duke of Edinburgh Awards or something for traditional music, and she's playing at that as well, well, like with some of the people from her school.
So like she's getting a good start anyway.
It's so good for her, it's like bringing her out of her shell loads as well.
Yeah, good to see a bit of the world. But then again, being in Plockton, you've been to Plockton. There's nothing there.
I know, but I think it's maybe more, I don't know, where I, like, in Tyari, like, obviously, like, Ellen was my closest friend, and she was, like, a couple of miles away, so it's not like I could just go over and see her whenever, like, I kind of had to walk or cycle most of the time, so It's quite far, but I mean, I would have loved to have gone to boarding school when I was young.
Yeah.
There's the whole idea of it, just like
Suppose.
living with your friends and kind of having midnight parties and stuff. Like, it would have been brilliant.
Wonder if it works that way though.
Everything that I want, though, and I wanted braces and went to get my teeth seen and was told that my jaw would get bigger and I didn't need braces or teeth out or anything. So, and I got the braces anyway. Or I don't know if she actually got them in the end, but she was meant to get them. And then I wanted glasses because I thought that I looked good with glasses on. So I got my eyes tested, and Mam got Anna's eyes tested at the same time just in case. And Anna needed glasses, but I didn't. And now Anna's got these really nice thick rim glasses that I would love to wear, but I have no need for, so nobody will buy them for me. And then I wanted to go to boarding school and had no skills, which required me to be sent to boarding school to kind
Unfair.
of develop. But Anna was amazing at the fiddle, so she got sent to boarding school.
When you said
And
braces, I just had this picture of like the trouser braces, the big red ones.
no. I don't know why I wanted braces and glasses in boarding school. I'd probably been pretty miserable if I'd got
Yeah.
them, but
It's the
still at
exact
the
opposite of
time,
what everybody else wants. Well, nothing wrong with being a wee bit
trying to be
individual.
different.
Change from the norm.